Welcome to the Meditation Podcast, a series produced by Headspace and part of the Guardian Start Happy campaign. Part 5, Mindfulness for Sleep.
So if you have trouble getting to sleep, then you're certainly not alone. So what a lot of people find is that as soon as they get to bed, put their head on the pillow, all of a sudden lots of thoughts come into their mind and seemingly prevent them from getting to sleep. So if that sounds familiar, then this technique or tool will be very, very useful for you. So using meditation to get to sleep is actually a very, very simple process. And essentially, we're going to use the same meditation that you learned in Take 10 and just adapt it slightly so that it helps you kind of drift off into a very natural, peaceful sleep. So to begin with, if you just like to get yourself comfortable in your bed, in a position that you're happy to fall asleep in, so you probably want to be under the covers, dressed, ready for bed, having done everything you need to do. So it's important if you have an alarm to set for the morning that you've done all the things that you need to do and that you can just switch off for the night. And as you lie there, just take the next 10 or 20 seconds just to appreciate how good that feels to lie down on the bed, nothing to do. Just noticing how the bed supports the weight of the body. Perhaps even the feeling of the body sinking down into the bed slightly, the head sinking down into the pillow, and whatever thoughts might be around, without trying to stop those thoughts, lying there with the idea that you're going to allow those thoughts to arise. That's fine, it's almost as though there'll be arising and falling in the background. So we're certainly not trying to stop thoughts here. We're simply shifting the attention to a different place. And the very first thing I'd like you to do is just to go back to the very first moment in the day that you can remember. And almost as though you're fast forwarding a video through the day, not too quickly, but as though you're just scanning through the day, remembering all the different parts of the day. So it has a certain sort of rhythm to it. So it might be something like this. I woke up, went to the bathroom, loo, brushed my teeth, had a shower, went into the kitchen, had my breakfast, did Take 10, went out, walked to work, got to work. So it's at that kind of speed. It has a nice rhythm to it. So just work your way through the day now, just remembering all the different things you did throughout the day. So this whole exercise, this part of the exercise, should take just a couple of minutes. You may get to parts of the day where you'd like to almost pause and spend a bit more time thinking about. But this exercise actually encourages you just to keep going, to leave that behind, to let go of that conversation or situation, and continue to work your way right up to the present time when you're in the bed. Just take another 30 seconds, 40 seconds to work your way through the rest of the day. Notice how sometimes the mind wanders off. And when you realize it's wandered, just gently bringing it back, picking up that daily routine where you left off, and just continuing your way through the day. And so you do it all the way up until the point where you got into bed, you lie down, you became aware of the body lying on the bed. And so you're right up to the present moment. As you lie there, very slowly start to become aware of the breath. Movement of breath, a rising and falling sensation. If the breath's not very clear, you can just gently rest a hand on your belly button, just to get that reassurance of movement. And then what we're going to do is just mentally work our way through the body, just turning off the muscles in the body. So knowing that we can just relax for the night, that we have nothing else to do, essentially turning off the physical element. So just placing your attention on the small toe of the left foot, and you imagine just turning it off, and then the next toe, and the next, and the next, and the big toe, and the ball of the foot, the arch, the heel, top of the foot, the ankle, muscles in the lower half of the leg, just turning them off. Around the knee joint, turning them off. In the front of the thigh, turning them off. In the back of the thigh, and turning off all the muscles around the hip and the pelvic area on the left side of the body. And before you do the other leg, just take a moment to notice, even though it's just a mental exercise, the difference in feeling right now between the left leg and the right leg. So you apply your attention in just the same way, so switching off the muscles now in the right leg, the right foot. Starting with the small toe on the right foot, just switching it off. And then the next toe. And then the next. And the next. And the big toe. And the ball of the foot. The arch. The heel. Top of the foot and all the bones, muscles around the ankle, just switching them off. and into the lower half of the leg. Again, at the front, switching them off. And at the back, just the same way, switching it off. All the way up past the knee into the front of the thigh. And then the back of the thigh. And into the hip and the pelvic area. So everything from the waist downwards now switched off. Resting. Recuperating for the next day. And then just working your way up through the torso now, as all the muscles in the abdomen, the lower back, just switch off, ready to rest. The upper abdomen, the middle of the back, and just switching them off. And notice as you're doing this, maybe sometimes the mind will wander. When you realize it's wandered, just gently coming back to the process of just switching off the muscles in the body. Working your way up towards the chest and the upper back. And just switching it off. To the left shoulder, switching it off. To the upper half of the arm, off the elbow, the forearm, just switching it off. Palm of the hand, back of the hand. Thumb, next finger, the next, and the small finger. And just the same way on the other side, the right shoulder, just switching it off. And the upper half of the arm, the elbow, the forearm, just switching it off. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, the thumb, finger, 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 and switching off the very last finger. So now everything from the neck downwards, just resting at ease, ready for sleep. We continue on up through the body now into the area of the throat and the neck. And just imagining as though a switch has been flicked and the muscles just turn off for the night. Muscles around the jaw, the lower jaw, the upper jaw, muscles around the nose and the eyes, and all the other muscles in the head, just switching them off. So the entire body, the physical body, just in a place of rest, ready for sleep. If the mind's already starting to wander, towards sleep, then of course you can allow it to wander. If physically you now feel relaxed, but mentally the mind's still active, then what I'd like you to do is slowly but rhythmically to start counting backwards from 1,000. 1,999, 998, 997. And I'd like you to continue counting in that way. But you're counting not with the intention of trying to go to sleep. You're counting with the intention to get to one, to get to zero. So counting backwards in that way, rhythmically but slowly, still aware of the breath, almost as though it's in the background. Just focusing your mind in a way that allows it to come to a place of rest. So hopefully you found that a very useful exercise, and maybe you've even had a restful sleep as a result. But if you'd like any further information, or if you've got any questions at all about any of the podcasts this week, then do get in touch at getsomeheadspace.com. And thanks again for listening this week.